Hi, I'm John Kiriakou, and welcome back to Deep Focus. Before we get started, I wanted to thank you again for all of your likes, shares, comments, reviews, and subscriptions. We've crossed 200,000 subscribers. It's a number I never thought I'd see, and it's all because of you. So thank you very much for doing this. We hope to keep providing you with quality content. Today, we're speaking with Mike Kunzler. Mike is the co-owner of All Family Pharmacy, one of our wonderful sponsors. Mike, welcome back. It's good to see you again.
It's great to see you, John. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Mike. Mike, more Americans are starting to question the healthcare system, especially, you know, with some of the news that we're seeing about back and forths concerning vaccines and schedules and all this kind of thing. When you talk about medical freedom, and that's a term that we use in the ads, what exactly does that mean in real terms for patients today?
Yeah, medical freedom is basically the ability to choose whether you want to get vaccinated, whether you deserve a medication to have on hand when it's needed the most, right? Not having to wait till the last minute to be told to take this or take that. So in our eyes, medical freedom is having access, right? That's the most important part, is having access to make informed decisions about your health or your family's health. And so, you know, diving into medical freedom is, you know, what we are all about here at All Family Pharmacy, allowing the individual with the guidance of a physician to make informed choices about their health.
Why do you think so many people are turning away from traditional pharmacies and looking for alternatives like All Family Pharmacy? And I want to actually interrupt myself and say that I live very close to a big chain pharmacy. And I go there, you know, every couple of weeks to pick up whatever happens to be, you know, on renewal. But there's a lot that I can't get, either because the pricing is so ridiculously high that even though my doctor has prescribed it, I just simply can't afford it. So why do you think more people are moving away from these big chain pharmacies and going to places like All Family Pharmacy? Is it just because people get lost in the shuffle with the big pharmacies, or is there a more scientific reason, a more medical reason?
I'd say it's like you mentioned, right? Access. Insurance is denying it, and then the pharmacy telling you it's 10 times the normal price that it should be. Right. Access is number one, which, you know, is considered medical freedom in our eyes. And then, you know, number two is convenience, too, as well. Having the ability to just go online and place an order and we ship it to you, and, you know, within 4 business days, and that's, again, that falls into that access point, because you're having the convenience of being able to order something ahead of time, knowing something's coming or knowing you're stepping into flu season. Your primary care doctor and your pharmacist, they're not going to prescribe an antibiotic for you, or they're not going to prescribe Tamiflu for you unless you have the flu or you're sick at that very moment. Antibiotics are cheap. Tamiflu is cheap. It's not going to hurt you, right? We have physicians who will approve these prescriptions based on a medical profile. Not everybody's going to get approved for it. Those specific antibiotics, as long as there's not an allergy or contraindication or DUR reject, we're going to prescribe it, we're going to dispense it, and we're going to let you have access to it when you need it the most. And so I think that is one of the reasons why a lot of people are coming to All Family Pharmacy. And then having direct access to, you know, cosmetic medications we have, weight loss drugs, NAD+, Somorlin, glutathione. People want to protect their liver. They're using glutathione. People want energy. They want to feel younger. They're using NAD+. Methylene Blue, RFK Jr.'s most favorite drug so far. And Methylene Blue giving you, you know, power in the brain, giving you, kicking out mental clarity. Those who are fighting, you know, side effects from the vaccine or from, you know, everyday life of aging, Methylene Blue has walked them through life appropriately. And then, you know, at the same time, I just had this conversation with an individual from Lindell TV. She loved methylene blue after her pregnancy. She was done breastfeeding. She just kind of still felt that brain fog, that loss of energy. Our bodies take a little bit of time to get back to normal. She used methylene blue to kind of pick herself back up until her body kind of got back into rhythm. And so there are countless amounts of medications that we offer, not just emergency drugs, not just maintenance medications. We try to be a one-stop shop. You're not going to get methylene blue at CVS or Walmart or Walgreens, you know. And, you know, my favorite story just happened before my trip. My son got a cream. He has this, like, skin infection, and the insurance denied it. And so the pharmacy called me, and you call your doctor and go through a PA process. That could take a week or two. He's got a skin infection. He needs the cream now. I go to my pharmacy. I look at my wholesaler list. The cream costs $20. I tell them to send the prescription to my pharmacy. It should have been there to begin with. They sent it. We dispensed the cream. My son started using it immediately. The pharmacy called me yesterday. They left a voicemail stating that the patient pay, if I'd like to pay for the cream, was $300. It cost me $22 through my wholesaler to get the cream. Why would I pay $300?
Unbelievable.
So that's the healthcare system we live in. And I think that's why a lot of people would rather price transparency through a pharmacy like All Family Pharmacy rather than going through Publix and CVS, Walmart, you name it. Mm-hmm.
There was a piece in the Washington Post today saying that the healthcare system is falling apart in the United States. Do you think that the healthcare system is failing its patients, or do you think that it's just such a big lumbering bureaucracy that it's not able to keep up with patients' needs?
I think it's all about money and all about politics right now. I think, you know, when we step into it, it becomes a big political battleground based on who wants more power in the healthcare system. And again, the only winner that comes out of this is insurance companies. And, you know, that reason is why Obamacare started, you know, decades ago. And so now we're fighting Obamacare on a political battleground based on, you know, Democrats versus Republicans, when the everyday American just wants insurance that's affordable and that works. Like I said, there should be no reason my insurance company is denying a $20 cream prescribed by a dermatologist. They should not have the rights to deny that. The physician and the pharmacist are the two individuals in the medical professional that can deny a prescription, not an insurance company. And they're the ones that are denying everything. They're the ones that are making all the money. They're the ones that are putting Americans through hell. I've got no beef with the Obamacare other than driving healthcare costs up, because it did give access to individuals, but it gave them the playground of making billions of dollars. And now the Americans are paying for it. So,
right. I want to ask you about drug supply. I travel a lot, and I've noticed over the years that many of the drugs that we have here in the United States that require prescriptions, you don't need a prescription overseas. If you need an antibiotic, you need a Z-Pack. Let's say you have a sinus infection. You could just go into any pharmacy and say, I need a Z-Pack, and they give you the Z-Pack. Do you think that the drug supply here in the United States right now is fragile? Do you think that it is responsive or unresponsive to major global conflicts? And we seem to be in a major global conflict right now. Should we expect to see some sort of impact on the drug supply?
Yeah, our supply chain is very fragile. And the reason for that, like President Trump says, is we rely on every other country but ourselves when it comes to medicine. 80 to 90% of the drugs that are here in the United States are made in India or China. So when we have global conflict in the Middle East, it could cause a supply chain issue to getting those essential medications. And when people hear that we make medications in India and China, they get scared, right? You shouldn't be scared about a drug made in an FDA-approved facility that is inspected by our government, that does things the right way overseas. Now, do I think that should be done here in America? Absolutely, 100%. But right now, we have no way around it. It is made in India and China. You have to go through these levels and channels of safety and effectiveness. Those manufacturers will abide by our laws. Then you go across the street and there's a manufacturer who is not FDA approved, who is not FDA inspected, and they're doing things the wrong way. Those medications do not come to the United States unless it comes through a black market. So we have protections in place. But again, the healthcare system is fragile because we rely on other countries. We should be relying on only one country, and that is ourselves. And so with this conflict in Iran and what's going on in the Strait over there with blocking ships, it's causing air travel disruptions, whether it be because of energy, because of packaging, because of APIs or expedients. APIs are the pure powder form of drugs that is made overseas and then brought here to be manufactured. We're relying on everybody else but ourselves. A conflict like this can cause significant delays. We're not going to see it right away, because the way that our wholesalers work here in the United States is they keep 6 months worth of medication in their warehouse. So we won't see it for about 3 to 6 months, but we're probably in month two right now. If this thing prolongs, it could only get worse. And so we, as a pharmacy, stock up on tons of medications. And so we're always going to try to stay as stocked up as possible. But that's why we encourage the individuals who come to us as patients to stock up themselves, because you don't know what the future holds.
Well, let me ask you about that more specifically. When I was serving overseas in the CIA, of course, you're going to get sick every once in a while, right? You're going to catch something. And when I would go to the pharmacy to get a prescription filled or to buy something that, you know, didn't need a prescription, the embassy doctors always told us, check to see where the medicine is made. If it's made in Germany or Switzerland, get it. If it's made in Egypt, don't get it, because they didn't have the same kind of protections, supply chain protections, or not supply chain, but manufacturing protections that the Europeans had. Well, if we're going to write off, let's say, all drugs from Egypt or from India, we're going to rely on China, and tensions with Iran continue to escalate. What does that mean for everyday Americans trying to get prescriptions filled? How difficult is this going to become?
It could become very difficult. You know, at the end of the day, relying on China during a war with Iran is never a good thing. You know, and I don't want to get too political and into more of the war about it, because, you know, that's outside of my expertise. But all I know is speaking to individuals at the wholesaler level, at the manufacturer level, is yes, they are a little bit worried, because as energy prices go up, medication prices are soon to follow. And everybody knows that. We need to figure out this war in Iran to get it over with. That way we don't have these problems. But one of the big proponents we are, is that's out of our hands, is we can only do what's within our threshold. And that is providing a service to individuals in America that can stock up on these important medications. And is right now an important time to stock up on medications? Yeah, absolutely. Because you don't know what the future holds. We don't know what Iran's going to do next. I mean, nobody thought, you know, a couple of weeks ago, over a month ago, that we'd wake up in the middle of the night or 5 o'clock in the morning and see that we bombed, you know, half of Iran. And we never saw that coming as humans. Trump hid that from everybody for a specific reason. So we just going to encourage you to stock up on essentials, right? These essential medications are not going to break the bank. $20, $25, $30 maintenance drugs. You can get a 3 to 6 month supply. You could get up to a year supply if you really choose. But again, these are medications that are going to go into your cabinet and they're going to be good for a year. And so you don't have to worry in 3 to 6 months from now if there's major supply chain shortages. That is the goal for us, is to provide the service, especially right now, for those individuals who are scared, who do want to protect themselves. We will provide that service at all costs to you.
That's a key right there, because we really don't know what the future of this conflict holds. We don't know if the disruptions are going to be minor or major, if they're going to be temporary, or if they are temporary, how temporary is temporary? So what I hear you saying is that the drugs are available right now. We don't know if they're going to be available in 3 months or 6 months. Maybe people should think about stocking up right now.
Yeah. It's a great opportunity to stock up. And one of the things my team talked about internally before this interview is offering a 25% off coupon. If you use John 25 It'll save you 25% off your order. We do these coupons in times like this because we want to encourage those to stock up on important medications, and we offer them a discount to do it. We have the medication in stock right now. I don't know if I'll have it in 3 to 6 months on every single med. We're starting to see a few of the drugs come in and out of shortages. That is traditional around this time of the year, but it's starting to get a little bit more than usual. And so I sit down with my pharmacist. We shop 8 to 9 different wholesalers throughout the United States to see who has specific drugs. And when we see a shortage, we try to stock up ourselves as a pharmacy so that we could provide these benefits to the individual patients that are coming to us. So are we seeing a massive shortage right now? No. But we don't know what's going to happen in a month or two from now when these shortages really start to kick in.
And, you know, just on a personal level, too, we shouldn't box ourselves into thinking just about things like Tamiflu and ivermectin. We're talking about all medications here. If there's something that you are depending on, get it. I've got a buddy who watches the podcast and has seen the advertisements, has seen our previous interviews with you, and he went and stocked up on asthma inhalers. You know, I used to pay a buck because of my insurance. I used to pay a buck for asthma inhalers. And then I lost that insurance. I had to go to Obamacare for a year. And all of a sudden, the asthma inhaler that I was paying $1 for is $100. Well, I couldn't afford $100. And so I just stopped getting it. And sometimes when I was getting it for a dollar, I would pass it on to my friend because I know he's on Medicare. It's expensive for him. I'm just going to give him my inhaler. Now I can't do that if I'm paying $100. So if you need medications, everyday medications, maintenance medications, think about doing it right now. And especially with a 25% discount, you can't go wrong. So just reiterate for us, if you could, why it's never good to wait until a crisis hits when it comes to medications. Medications, you know, maybe they have a 1 year shelf life. Maybe if they're still in the packaging, you haven't opened them, they've got a little bit more than a year. Why should we stock up now instead of just waiting?
You're just going to be in line with thousands of others, individuals trying to buy the same medications. Yeah. And we're going to have the same generic response. I apologize, that medication is currently out of stock. It's on national backorder. You know, if we start to see these major supply chain issues, we're going to try to bring in as much medication as possible. And so is every pharmacy. And so at that point, it just becomes a fight. And how much medication can I essentially stock up here in the pharmacy? If it's a major stockpile, it's not going to be like a warehouse, like our wholesalers in Texas and Tennessee. It's going to be enough to dispense out to maybe a couple thousand patients. And so, and we have a database of over 250,000 patients who utilize our services. So how am I going to be able to service all of them if a conflict happens? So we're encouraging those now to step in, and you don't have to buy a year supply. You could buy a 3 month, you could buy a 6 month, you could buy a 1 month supply of medication. And so we encourage it now because, you know, the main thing is we give you 25% off coupon because we want to help. We want to be a guide in that direction of, hey, let's get you some meds now so that in 3 to 6 months from now, if something is happening to the supply chain, you're not coming to us frantically. You have peace of mind at home. You can go to either your local pharmacy. You could call us, whatever the case may be. Whoever has the drug, you can get it dispensed. So we're going to provide all of this now in a happy manner to stock up on with a coupon code so you could save.
Mike, for someone watching right now, what are the first steps that they should take to protect themselves and their family?
So you could go online to our website, allfamilypharmacy.com/John. And if you go on our website, it's going to ask you some questions. It's going to put you in the right area to order your medications that are specific to you, right? Based on it's a high blood pressure medication, a diabetes medication, cholesterol, a diuretic, thyroid, whatever the case may be. You go on our website and you could place your order directly on our website based on what you're looking for. If you need assistance, we encourage you to call the pharmacy directly so one of our customer service representatives can help you placing your order. And then we have a team of doctors who will then, you know, schedule consultation. They'll review a medical profile. They'll verify all of your information. Once we receive your prescription, if everything is approved, it goes through a team of pharmacists to make sure that there's no contraindications with whatever medications you're on compared to whatever medications you're choosing to purchase. And then we dispense it and ship it. It's usually within 4 business days that we can get everything from step A to step Z being your doorstep through FedEx mailers. So it's a pretty easy and simple process. We try to make it as easy as Amazon, but due to regulatory issues, we can't be that fast. So we're going to try to get it to you within 4 business days, which I know firsthand is faster than any online pharmacy or telemedicine company that's out there right now.
Without a doubt. At the end of the day, should Americans rely on the system to take care of them? Is this really about taking control of your own healthcare future?
You should never rely on anybody else in all aspects of life. You should always rely on yourself and your family. Make an informed decision that you believe is the right decision for you and your family. If you want to come to allfamilypharmacy.com/John and place an order to stock up, you are more than welcome to. If you want to call the pharmacy directly to ask a few questions prior to placing an order or to ask for assistance, you are more than welcome. As an American, you deserve services like All Family Pharmacy, right? Don't rely on a broken system. Don't rely on your providers, your PCP doctors, your primary care physicians to get the medication in an emergency, because in an emergency, they're going to be worried about their own family. And so it's a great time to stock up, protect your family, just have a little bit of peace of mind. That way, if something does happen, you have that peace of mind. You don't have to worry too much.
That's right. Mike Kunstler, thanks for joining us. Thanks for the update. And I want to say again, ladies and gentlemen, in all seriousness, take care of yourselves. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/John25. Big discount. You're not going to want to miss this out. Mike, thanks for joining us. Mike Kunstler is the co-owner of All Family Pharmacy. Appreciate you being here, and it's good to see you again.
Thanks, John. Great to see you.
Thank you, Mike.